Jerusalem, Israel, mi hilo no lo sé.
If you are on any social media platform, then for sure you have seen the hashtag Jerusalem Dance Challenge. We got a chance this week to chat with the one and only Mr. Wanet Thomas, aka Master KG, the guy behind the hit track. The song has taken over the world, even though others told him that it was just a tavern song. Dang, dang, dang. He tells us all about where he comes from, where he gets his influence in music, and what he plans to do with the momentum this song has gifted to him. Welcome. My name is Griselda Gigan.
Uyaz Umzanti Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that he overta khotseba hore fame ire morning. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
So we are totally chuffed that you could make some time for us. Obviously, Jerusalem has gone viral, but people know not so much about the guy behind the song. So can you tell us a little bit about Khawelo? Who exactly is Master KG?
Khawelo Moahi is from Kelly's village. There's a small village outside the town of Zanini in Limpopo. Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. And then my music, it's influenced by the late Bojo Mojo. I really loved Bojo Mojo, and I love him even now, and I follow his music. I still listen to his records, even though he's no more in this world, but he's my big inspiration in terms of the music.
What do you think happened between the time you released Jerusalem and now for it to kind of just blow up and be the global hit that it has become?
What I think it happened between the time I released Jerusalem and now is that I've gained a lot of fan base, I've gained a lot of love, a lot of people became aware of who I am. There's a lot of people that I think never knew who I am, but then the time I released Jerusalem and now, there's just been a lot of people who, you know, been aware of who's Master KG. Yeah.
The world obviously recognizes your talent. Otherwise, you wouldn't trend on every social media platform that exists. But do you think that SA also does? Do you think that they recognize the talent you are and what you bring to the music industry?
It's so beautiful to see Jerusalem dominating the world. Thinking how it came, you know, and one thing for sure is that the song started here in South Africa, December 2019. It was doing so well, charting each and every radio station, on the streets, like a lot of people loved the song, enjoyed the song. There were a lot of memories created through this song, so just been amazing. And I'm so happy that it ended up getting also the world recognition. It's so beautiful to see. I also think that SA does recognize my talent, to be honest, because one thing for sure, I feel like most of my music has started here and then went outside. For example, also Jerusalem, it's a song that started here in South Africa. It made a lot of noise in South Africa last year. And I think that noise that it made, some of the people who were here might have traveled with the song outside, you know, and just shared with more people. While the song grows more and more bigger.
Obviously, this is not the first hit song you've made, though people might not know. But what would you say is the secret successful ingredient that has made the song what it is?
I think the magic ingredient in Jerusalem is that the song, the melody of the song is just beautiful. The beats of the song is just beautiful. It's just one of those songs that you can't keep out of your mind. Like every time when you're just chilling, it just comes in your mind. It's just that those melodies that sticks in your head. Like, and that's one thing about it. And also the dance of the song that has been created. Also, it's giving the song even more exposure in terms of, you know, people just, you know, love that dance and then ended up falling in love with the song too.
Obviously, creating such a hit has to have some kind of pressure on you. Do you feel any type of like pressure that comes with creating a global hit?
Yes, I'm prepared. One thing for sure is that I always told myself that, you know, I'll never pressurize myself. Even though sometimes I know there's pressure, but I think I always told myself that, like, I'll always work normally, you know, work normally as I've been. Because, like, when I created all these big songs, it's not like it's something that maybe I was saying, yo, I want this song to go there, I want this song to do this, do that. Like, just something that we just created, then it became what it is, which is so beautiful. So no pressure at all. I'm just gonna be myself. Be the same Master KG. I think if I was able to do something like this, I'll do it again.
How do you feel, and like, how did you feel when you realized that it was actually your song that all those people across different countries in the world were dancing to and just lighting up the dance floors with?
When I realized the song is doing so well outside the world, obviously I talked to my manager. My managers, you know, told them, yo, like, the song is doing so well outside, I think we should also capitalize on this song, because we see that it's doing so well outside. That's when even the remix came. So I wanted to do the remix also to just also keep it, keep the momentum going, so that the song doesn't really, you know, just fade away. I noticed the international dance. It was in February this year. There was a video that I saw. There was this guy from Angola who did a beautiful dance. That dance that is being done all over the world. There was and I remember that video I saw it online. And then it had a lot of impressions, a lot of likes, a lot of shares. I ended up also taking the video and posted it, and a lot of people showed love on that video. From there, I just saw a lot of videos coming from TikTok. Even today, as we say, it's like 30 million views on TikTok on that challenge, which is so amazing. Every time when I see my song on the charts, you know, it's one of those moments that, you know, like, I even feel like crying sometimes, like, yo, how did I get here? How did it happen? Because all these other countries, it's not the countries that I would say that I've dominated before or anything like that. And it's not like, like, I feel like my music, I never believed that my music also, I never thought maybe I'll be in the charts on top in those countries. I always knew my music would be there, but not really being number one and so forth. Yeah, which is amazing now to see that it's happening. And I'm thanking God each and every day for this.
If people didn't know who you are, they definitely know your name now. So how do you plan on capitalizing on this momentum?
People that were sleeping on me and now paying attention, I just want to create more music. I know I have a lot of new people that knew me recently, and which is so amazing. And I'm welcoming everybody to Master KG's world. So I'm just gonna keep on making more music. I'm not gonna stop. So everybody that just got in my space, they're gonna get all the beautiful music. I'm just gonna drop more and more. I'm not stopping anytime soon. Juanito Thomas.